it right back here. See, what happened is when Mac or any of us give our heart to Jesus, now we're not coming from a place of defeat trying to get victory. We're coming from a stance of victory then because Jesus came in our life. And that's why, you know, he said, my life went up. What he meant, it got better and gets better and better and better and better. But they are those the trying of our faith. Our faith is going to be tested. And I've learned that, honestly, it is a good thing that our faith is tested when financial trials comes or whatever the case, because the more that we lean on the Lord and depend on the Word, whether it be in the financial realm or physical realm or all that, it gets us established in Him. We get established in His faithfulness through the testing of our faith. Now, you know, I mean, I was thinking about it earlier this evening. I was thinking right after I got saved, you know, I realized that I was called. You know, I thought I was called to be a preacher, you know. And that's not why things started happening. Christ had just came in my life, and he began to unfold what he had planned for me from before I was even born. You know, my life started going up like Mac was. Every one of us that's ever been born again, your life begins to change because that apprehended us. Paul said, I go after that. You can't help it. The Bible says that it's him works in us both to will and to do. That's how come. And that was really good what Mac said. See, he didn't quit marijuana. He replaced it. There's a big difference. Some people try to quit, but if we replace things, you know, with the love of the Lord, you know, and the things of God, that things begin to change in our life. The Word of God begins to change. But how many knows our faith will be tried from time to time? At home, ministry, you know, if you're in ministry, I don't care if you're volunteering in ministry. You are employed by the Lord. You're not, you know, it's not, you know, I mean, I don't feel like I'm getting paid to do this pastoring thing, you know, or back when I was evangelizing, I felt like that this is the will of God, and I'm going to do this in the name of Jesus. That's what it's talking about. It's him works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And, you know, Jesus gave us the perfect example in Matthew chapter 4 when Jesus was led up by the Spirit in the wilderness, led out in the wilderness by the Spirit to be to the devil. That's exactly what it says. He gave us a perfect example when Jesus, every time the enemy tested Jesus, Jesus quoted scriptures. Jesus even said in Mark 4:4, I believe it is, he said, man shall not live by bread alone. See, this life that we live, the joy, the peace, you know, and it's not in money and things, really. It's good to have plenty of money to where you're not concerned about anything. Somebody asked me today, said, could you loan me $2,000? I sure can. He said, he was messing with me. I didn't even realize it. He said, can you loan me $2,000? I said, sure can. And I looked at him and I said, do you really want $2,000? And he said, well, yeah, I'll pay you back Friday. And I said, well, that's only 2 days. And he said, well, I know it. So I just pulled my wallet out, counted out $2,000, and put the rest of my money back. And he said, God, you got that in your wallet? And I said, well, I'm too old to be broke. You know, and I handed it to him. He handed it back. He said, man, I was just messing with you. I said, that could get you shot. Now you find out how my money in my wallet, man. That ain't right, you know. But you know what I'm saying in that is, see, I used to couldn't do that. That was not possible, you know. But it's really not about the money. You know, it's just like I was telling him, and he's a brother in the Lord. He was just really going on with me, you know. And I told him, I said, I'm not going to be broke. I'm not going to be sick. I'm not going to be weak. I'm not going in a nursing home. That's not, see, the Bible says while you're there for a purpose, you're there to bring Jesus to those ladies and joy. Sometimes it's not even to bring Jesus. But you know what? Look at the course that Mac's been on. Mac come out of a life of seclusion. Mac come out of, you know, never experienced love. Some of us have never not experienced love. we was loved from birth and felt it, and the people loved us and all that stuff, you know. Well, then brought him in to show him love. That's what he did. Brought him into the body of Christ, and he felt love and felt. Anytime you feel in place like you do, that's because that's where you belong. That's where you're supposed to be. You're in the right place at the right time. And that thing, that place is going to bring out things in us that God has put in us. You know? And just like the nurse, just like me here, I don't need this to be saved. I'm born again. I got born again in my living room 28 years ago. I don't need this to be saved. Now, I need this to grow and to develop. I'm talking about ministry and you guys and reaching the world with the gospel. I would have never thought that me and you would be going into all the world. We might be looking a little bit, but we are not a small church. This church has a big audience, worldwide audience, that goes in every service and looks. And then YouTube and then Facebook. And I'm amazed. But you know what? I can go back and I had a guy prophesy one time, and he said, I've never seen this before. He said, I see a stake being drove down. He said, it's being drove down and beat down. He's prophesying to me, this guy. He said, I've never seen it before. He said, it's being drove down. He said, and there's lines. He said, there's big, like, ship rope coming from it. He said, it's talking about representing the church, holding the church. And you know what? That I didn't understand what he was talking about at that moment. But as time goes on in my life and doing ministry and ministry and just living for Jesus, trying to be in the best Christian where I work, trials would hit me. I mean, I'd be like, man, what's wrong with these people? I'm just trying to be a Christian. I'm just trying not to commit adultery anymore. I'm just trying, you know, and it seemed like the more that I would go to church and I would read the Bible and things, the more that things would come against me. See, I didn't really realize till I got in there in the book of James where it says, count it all joy when you fall into these different temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. See, the testing of your faith, kind of like Mac, you know, was this really real? That was the enemy. Did I really mean it? See, he was trying to come and get Mac, and did it to me. May not do it to everybody. It wasn't really real. It wasn't really real. He'd tell me that. He don't tell me that no more, Mac. I'm like, you idiot. I've been in this. God's kept me for 28 years. You can't convince me that somebody ain't in me, greater than me. See, and that's what the scripture says. See, but don't ever go. Don't ever let the trial get you to a place of feeling like a victim, like you're trying to get victory. You're God. Where are you? Don't, you know, that's not a stance of faith. That's not a stance. You got to stand in the place. Jesus said in Matthew 10:10, the thief comes not but to steal, kill, but I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Now he done come, did that. And now we done give ourselves to that finished work of Calvary. And now we come from defeat to victory. Once we got born again, we just didn't know all the ways of God yet. We just didn't have no knowledge of who, what really happened to us. All we know is we got saved. But then we get in that Bible, we find out in the Bible, and I'm talking about testing your faith. It's going to happen. It's going to happen in the financial realm because you're going to have to be rooted and grounded in God's faithfulness. You're going to have to be rooted and grounded in giving. The Bible says, as a man purpose in his heart, let him give. As he gets it settled in his heart, let him give. And then it goes on and said that he'll make all grace abound to that person. They'll be in a place where finances will just happen. Those good things will happen. I mean, promotions at work. I mean, get jobs you normally wouldn't get, you know. And I mean, get noticed when you normally, favor will hit your life. People will call on you when nobody else is getting the things, and it'll start happening for you. Why? Because that grace, we stand in that grace. We're kept, the Bible says, we're kept by the power of God. So whatever you're facing tonight, none of us may not be facing anything tonight. That's wonderful. That is a wonderful place. Rejoice and praise God. And just like the song, thank you, Lord. I just want to take a little time right now. And you know, when you're in trials, it's really hard to do that. When everything seems to be going wrong, when everything makes you feel defeated, we're going to feel defeated. I don't feel spiritual all the time, Matt. I mean, I don't. I'm not saying you won't. I don't know. I've never been you. You know, but I don't feel like I'm on cloud nine all the time. You know, I mean, sometimes I just feel just plumb normal, just you know, but I don't think that way. I just don't. I'm not. The Bible says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. So, I mean, tonight, I just feel like God is just saying, look, you're going to have trials. You're going to have trials, and you're going to have it in college. You're going to have it in school. I mean, I wished I could look like Jesus, like this guy does. I mean, I like the dude's long hair, man. I mean, I like it. You know, I think it's awesome. That's the way Jesus looked in pictures in churches. But it's not. He's a spirit. Yeah, Johnny. Yeah. Yeah, he was a Hebrew. Yeah, praise God. But you know what? You know, we've been grafted. The Bible says we were grafted in. He went to his own, and his own, they received him not. And then we've been adopted. We've been adopted by him in that place. We're chosen. We're a chosen generation. A royal priesthood. I mean, we're at a place, you know, when the test comes. Jesus was even in. I mean, here he is in the Garden of Gethsemane, and y'all all know the story, man. I mean, he knows he's fixing to be separated from God. He knows that he's fixing to go to the cross and die for the sins of the world. He already knows that's fixing to happen to him. He's in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he's praying, and he's asking the Lord, Lord, if there's any way, let this cup pass from me. He said, but no, Lord, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. And the Lord told me one time, he said, if you will set your heart to do my will like Jesus, he said, you'll get the glory like Jesus. That's how come I'm dogmatic on going to church. I mean, Jesus went to church. He did. Go look at him. He went to the synagogues, man. He went to church, you know. And that's why, because I've always felt like that's the will of God. Well, you know what? Things just come against that to try to get me not to go to church. My vehicles tore up. I borrowed vehicles and went to church. I mean, I'm going. I mean, nothing going to stop me from going to church. And I felt like, you know, at that time, see, that was a testing of my faith. It might seem like a little thing, and it might not be nothing to nobody. They just go when they want to and don't go when they want to, and that's fine. That's about all the power you're going to get. But when we make that effort to believe God and we go against how we feel, we're tired, we go against our neighbors coming and it's time to go to church, we go against sickness coming against our body and we go in anyhow, I believe in the house of God you can get yourself healed. I don't believe we're supposed to run from church and get healed and come on back and let's feel fine. We got it backwards in the last couple of years. Lock the churches down. What's it saying? Lock the power down. So all he got's nothing to lean on but a shot or a pill. And I'm not against neither one of them. I could take some painkillers today and felt pretty good. But you know what? I don't walk by how I feel. I'm not going to walk by how I feel. The Bible says, by Jesus' stripes I were healed. Bless God, I'm laying my hands on my body and I'm talking to it and y'all guys and talking over y'all and praise God. I mean, the blessing is healing in the blessing. Well, don't the Bible say the blessing of the Lord maketh rich? What's rich? You're healed. You're strong. You feel good. When you ought to be depressed, you're up, hallelujah. When you ought to be mad at half the world, bless God, you're walking in love. You just feel like you love everybody, hallelujah. You feel like you love people. See, love goes deeper. I'm amazed at how I'm able to love people that do me wrong. I mean, I'm able to forgive. I mean, just seems like quickly. If I keep my thinking in place and yield to that, the God on the inside of me, then you know what? It makes you feel good when you got victory like that. I mean, when you don't, when you get mad anymore, and you know you used to get mad because you took the trying of your faith and you yielded to the Spirit, and you yielded to the Spirit until you yielded to love, not by how you felt, until now you've created a habit in your life. And now you're just habitually walking in freedom in that. I'm amazed I can come to a four-way stop, and I used to think, man, these people are just dumb, man. They're stupid. They're on their phone, and they get to the stop sign. Everybody don't know which one got there first. So you have to sit there. I started to get out one time and get out in the middle and go, you know, say, are you stupid? And now I pull up, and now I pull up because I worked on it and worked on it. If I'm aware, and I can pull up, if I'm aware of what's going on, I can pull up, and I can tell you who got there first, every one of them. And then I know when it's my time to go. And I, you know, and even if they don't, I'll sit there till everybody gets gone, and I'll go on. And I'll say, bless them, Lord, nobody got killed today. Well, that's victory to me. Because used to, I'll run across there and shove you on out of there. Let's go, man. My truck ain't worth having anyhow, so hey. But it's a place of victory, the testing of our faith. The Word is our evidence. The Bible says forgive so your Heavenly Father can forgive you. Well, that's something in there right there, you know, that will help you get into a place to where you forgive people before they ever do anything to you. And so then when they do to you think, not doing to others, you'd have them doing to me. I just forgive them, Lord, and I release them, Lord. And you know what that does? That's a place of victory for that person that does that. Hallelujah. And you know what? I don't have a lot of trouble with Satan. He's under my feet. See, I'm going to, and you should, and we should, and everybody this born again should be in a stance of coming from victory. Not coming from I'm defeated and I need victory. No, you'll yield to fear. You'll yield to desperation and all of that stuff. But when you're like, no, glory to God, these bills are already took care of, you lying idiot devil, but God, and you lay your hands on your bills and you say, my God will supply all of my needs according to, now you're coming from a place of not, God, would you please help me, to a place where God will come through. Now you've changed it over to let God do it. See, all through the Bible, I mean, you can't even please God without faith. So in your trials, if you yield to fear or you yield to the way it looks, look, defeat will talk to you. You're going to lose your house. You're never going to be able to go to college. You can't afford it. You're poor. You know, things just ain't going to happen for you. See, all of that is talking to you and telling you you're never going to have a life just like Max sitting there. That's pitiful. I mean, I look at it now, I'm like, glory to God, he's living a better life right now than he ever has his whole 55 years. You might have lost all of that stuff, but you gained way more. And God can restore whatever he puts in your heart. How? I don't care what it is. Can't convince me. You know, and I mean, that is a perfect testimony of what I'm talking about. It don't make no difference if you just got saved or you've been saved 60 years. The Lord will increase us more and more, the Bible says, even his children. And you know what? I let young kids do stuff here. A lot of churches won't do it. Well, they're just kids. Well, what does the Bible say about kids? Train up your children in the way they should go, right? Now, I'm not talking about give Danny and them authority to change nothing over here. I mean, that's not what I'm talking about. You know, they got to, I mean, and I'm not downing them. These are young men coming up that I believe have been here several years, and I believe I've trained them to serve us, you know. I mean, one time Zach, he didn't want to do a play, and I asked Sandy, I said, can I go to him? Yeah, can I take care? Yeah, let's go ahead. So I go to Zach, and I said, what's the problem? He said, well, my heart just ain't in it. I said, get it in it and finish. And then I told him, I said, now, don't ever do anything else you're not going to be willing to finish at this church. Now, what am I doing? I wasn't getting on to him, making him feel bad, Mac. I mean, I'm trying to help him. What am I going to do, train him to quit? I don't feel like going to work. What am I supposed to do, lay in the bed? My heart ain't in it. Mom, we just got to lose our house. My heart ain't in it. No, man. Get your heart in it. Forget your heart. Get your legs moving. Right? The Bible says we walk by faith. I don't have to feel good to go to work. I go in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said work with my hands so that I would have to give to them that need. Lord, I'm going to do what your word says. See, the word of God is our evidence, not the way we feel, not the way it looks. Hallelujah. And then I believe we can just be just like Elijah, 80 years old and full of energy. Caleb. I mean, he was 80 years old. Give me that mountain. Give me that mountain you promised me, God. God promised him 25, 30 years earlier that he's going to take him to that place. Well, you know what he's promised me in this Bible and you? A good land, a good life. He said in Deuteronomy 28, and I'm trying my best to do it. He said, if you'll hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God to do all that I command you, all these blessings will come on you and overtake you. All I got to do is listen to the Lord. You know what he told me? Go to church. Forgive Teresa. Love her anyway. Love your enemies. That's what he's talking about, hearkening to the voice of the Lord. Then you go to church, you know, and they say, well, go take up tithes and offerings. Don't go, oh, God, there's that tithe junk again. Don't do that. That's the word of God. Them men ain't preaching that. Them men, all they done is read it. All they did is read it in there. And they feel an obligation to bring it before God's people so that God's people will have knowledge of the Bible. Not in a sense to you got to, boy, you just got to. You're going to blah, blah. No, man, I'm not talking about all that. You know, God begins to reveal his ways to us, the way he wants us to walk and go, and hallelujah. See, the testing of our faith develops endurance. We live in a generation that can't endure a lot. They won't endure. They just won't endure a lot. I was on a job, and this one little young guy, and he just don't realize he's sitting. I'm a prophet, man. I don't care if anybody knows it. I'm an apostle. I stand in an anointing as an apostle and a pastor. So when people's riding in my truck and I start talking about scriptures and stuff, they just don't really realize what they're sitting in. Because usually I don't feel like preaching and saying stuff. But this one guy in particular, and he's come out of Redeemed Ministries down there, and I put him to work and give him a job, you know, and everything. And every time he gets in the truck, it caused an anointing to come up in me. And I mean, I think about prosperity scriptures and things. Not only got a notebook, and so I would say something. He'd say, "Wow, man, that's awesome! Wow, man, that's awesome! That's awesome!" You know, he's gonna do great things for Jesus. And, you know, and I felt like, well, God's put you in a place to be mentored here other than church. And so I didn't tell him that. You know, and so anyways, now we're having to put garage doors in. That's what I'm anointed to do, work. Look, I've been doing it for nearly 30 years. And I'm in the will of God. Every door I put in, I'm in the will of God. If God gives you a job, go flip hamburgers. You're in the will of God. You're the most powerful person there if you're born again. It don't matter if you're in Jack's or you're in Zaxby's. We got one in Zaxby's. Woo, they're lucky to have a boy from this church operating under he's got an anointing over in Zaxby's. That place will prosper on account of him. He don't have to know it, and they don't have to know it. But I mean, God's in Zaxby's over there, you know. Well, you know, he get these commercial jobs, they're frustrating when it's hot, 90-something degrees, man, and you got them impacts, and them drillers are not like they used to be. Some of them will burn up before you get all the way through the metal. It has to be drilled in, you know, like a drill bit. They got like drill bits on the end of the boat. Well, he's over there, and every time he tries to give it, it flips. Flips off. I know. I've got up wanting to cuss the building out. So I've been there. I've been down there where it's frustrating, man. And I'm looking down there, and he throws the impact down. I said, what are you doing? This is frustrating, man. I said, pick that impact up and put that screw in. I started to say, I'm going to get my pacifier out of the, you're 27, homie. You know. So he picked the screw. I said, that screw's got to go in. I said, these doors are going in. I said, now get that screw. I said, be determined. You know, and he picked it up. Well, I turned around, walked over to Travis and them doing something, you know. I'm making sure everybody got everything going on and heard a car crank up. And I looked out there, and there the dust comes up. He gone. I mean, he left the job. I thought, man, did he just leave? That's what I'm talking about. Can't take no hardship. You know, won't press through. See, if we don't press through the hard times, we will not see the glory. We will not see the victory. Victory's on the other side of the fight of faith. I'm talking about just like my house. It looked like I was going to lose it. The lawyers told me go bankrupt. I couldn't find it in the Bible. So I walked out of the lawyer's office. He said, the government is going to pay me, sir, for you to go through bankruptcy. He said, in all of that, you know. And I said, I told you I'd let you know. And I walked out on the streets of Oneonta there at that place. And I'm a Christian. And the hardship of it, I'm trying to not lose our home. We're fixing to be homeless like Matt was talking about as Christians. And I walked out, and I walked down the street to Oneonta, and I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm sorry that I turned to the weak, what you call the weak and beggarly elements of this world, Lord. I'm turning, trying to get out of this trouble that I'm in, trying to save our life. And I know, Lord, you said if I would seek to save my life, I would lose my life. But if I would, for your sake, lose my life, I would find my life. And I repented right then for being in unbelief and fear and all of that and not letting my evidence be the Word of God. And I repented, praise God, and it wasn't too long down the road. I took a stance on the Word of God. One scripture that Jesus preached and ministered to us in the Bible, it says, no man has left father and mother, land, brothers and sisters, houses, for my sake and the gospel's, and lost anything. But he shall gain 100-fold in this life and eternal life. I took that scripture and I kept it on my mind. I kept it coming out of my mouth, but God, and I'm living in my house. I didn't lose nothing but a garbage dumpster. See, what I'm saying in that is that once I took a stance on God's word, I released God. I said, okay, here it is, God. Here it is, right here. I'm going to stand. My job is to believe you, God. Our job really in trials is simple. It is just to believe what the word says about that situation. That if it ain't nothing but no weapon formed against me, I'll prosper. If it's not but Isaiah 54:17, no weapon. If it's Romans 8:28, God said, for we know he works all things together for the good to those that love him. Well, it'd have been bad if I'd lost my house. I was about to lose my cars. My business is already not making nothing. But you know what? In all of that, God was wanting to transform me to a higher calling. He wants to transform you to a higher level. A higher level, deeper walk with him, praise God. You know, to where we come to the place to where we are truly relying on him. We truly are. We're not trying to learn how to rely on him. We are relying on him. We're walking in him. Our life is hid in him through Christ Jesus. It's hid in God. These young folk today, some of them, not all of them, they don't see the importance of needing Jesus. But I'm telling you, Jesus is their very life. I mean, it takes a real strong person to walk with Jesus. Whether you're a male or a female, it takes it in school. Are you ashamed of Jesus in school? Are you ashamed? Are you ashamed to pray? Are you ashamed to say grace over your food at school? Are you ashamed if somebody mocks you for being a Christian? Are you going to cow down, or are you going to say, I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm born again. I'm glad I know Jesus. I'm glad I go to church. I'm going to miss all of that destruction that is out in the world. The world's not going to pull me in. Drugs are not going to suck me in. They won't do good well with you, will they, Mac? They won't. None of them. None of them. They steal, kill, and destroy. So if you're a young Christian, fight the good fight of faith. Be bold, hallelujah. The Bible says the righteous are as bold as a lion. It don't seem to say they're mean as a snake. Cuss you out and say, just because I'm a Christian don't mean I ain't going to cuss you out and bust your teeth out. You know, I've heard people say, I got to go to church Sunday anyhow, I'll just repent then. Don't have that mindset, man. Just don't have that mindset. You know, I've been having to change mine. You know, people not doing a little bit, not doing. And I started saying, Jimmy crack corn, and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn. And you know what? I mean, I started not caring. And I thought, no, man, I got to change that. Trey said, that's not a good confession. You know? So I had to change it. I thought, no, man, I don't want to train myself, Jimmy crack corn, and I don't care. You know? So I start treating life that way. You just don't care. Things blowing up, I don't care. Yard needs mowing, I don't care. Jamie crack corn, and I don't. No, mow your yard. Right? I wanted to go fishing, but Jamie crack corn, and I don't care. No, I go fishing. I come in yesterday and got the little grandkids, you know, they coming, you know, and I'm tired, Mac. I'm tired, man. I've worked pretty much all day, you know, and then I had to go load some cows and do all the stuff, you know, And then I'm thinking, I know Aiden. He's like, hurry up, Papa, I got to ride that go-kart again. Got him a go-kart. He can't reach the gas. That boy can drive, son. It's a 150. I'll smash it to the floor. I told him we ain't got no brakes. I said, we ain't got no brakes. He's only five. We got no brakes. I said, you're listening to Papa. Don't hit no tree, no ditch, no nothing. And then I'll, whoom, we gone. You know? So I knew, I thought, feel like that this evening, man. I just don't feel like that, you know. And then I got in and I told Teresa, I said, I guess I better go wear the tires up on that go-kart because Aiden gonna want to drive. And boy, Aubrey come and told us nearly dark, Johnny, we zooming, you know, told us nearly dark, oh, Granny said supper's nearly done. And Aiden, he says, I'm not hungry, Papa, I'm not hungry. He's got his legs crossed on her and he's ready, Mac. I mean, that boy's ready to go drive. He would have drove till midnight, you know. Look what I would have missed if I'd have yielded to how I felt. You know, they need Papa. They need Papa just once a week. They live with me. I don't know, it'd be a different story. I'd get them a gaming system. But now I like that. I thought, well, maybe I need to get me a go-kart, you know, man. And, I mean, get a little go-kart for Aiden, and then I'll get a big go-kart. Then Aubrey can follow us around on the four-wheeler. We'll race around the field up there. You know, I've always liked, I drive all the way to Tennessee to drive the racing go-karts. And I beat Teresa and all of them. They won't admit it. They always put me on the slowest go-kart, Matt. And then put these little kids on the fast ones out there. Man, you're trying to catch the curb, and them little kids goes around you on the outside. You're on the inside, and they're going around you out there. You know it's a slow go-kart. Praise God. But you know what? I'm just telling you, praise God, don't be so uptight with life, man. Let these trials come and just yield God's way. Just yield God's way. Yield with the way of faith. And I'm telling you, the trial don't seem as crushing. The trial can't get you oppressed. It can't get you down. You'll be going around, you'll be like, yep, I know the trial's there, praise God, hallelujah, but there's a light at the end of this tunnel because God's working for me, and I'm not going to let my mouth start complaining, praise God. God is good to me. Begin to praise God. You know, Paul and Silas give us a perfect example of that. And Zach's like, he ain't got none of this in his message. Paul and Silas is a perfect example. Here they are just being Christians, Mac, in the Bible. And they put them in jail. They put both of them in jail. They carried him to prison. And you know, they started to sing praises to God at the midnight hour. You know, I don't know what they were singing, but they began to praise God. And you know what the praise did? It brought down the power of God in their present situation and opened all the prison doors. People were saved on account of Paul and them didn't run out of the prison. They stayed put as people got saved in there. But the point that I've seen in that for my own life is when all hell's breaking loose in my life, I'm going to praise him. I'm going to praise him in the storm. I'm going to praise him when finances. I'm going to praise him when finances are not what I want. I'm going to praise him when things ain't working out the way that I want them to. I'm not going to get in like this world. Well, if it ain't one thing, it's another. One thing, it's another. Look, I say it all the time, Lord, I'm going up. I'm getting wealthier and stronger. I'm getting physically fit, Lord. I was in the shower a while ago, and I thought, you know what? Them squirrels out there, they're natural meat. I went down there and told my neighbor today, I said, you got my 410 fixed? It's been about 3 months. I'm working on it. I said, I need it. I said, I'm thinking about squirrels. I'm thinking about, you know, I bet you them squirrels ain't got all them hormones in it. I bet you them squirrels ain't. I know. I used to live off of them back when I was a kid. That's what we eat, squirrel dumplings, rabbit dumplings, chickens. Man, out there, Mom and them pop her heads and flop around on the ground and stick a knife and bleed them out. Skin and pluck them chickens. I had to pluck chickens at 6 years old.
Boy, get them feathers out. Boy, if you don't, I'm going to get that belt. Yeah, out there plucking them chicken feathers out, man. You know, you got to pluck them out and get them all ready, and then they just slice them open, gut them, dogs eat it, and take chicken in there and get it all ready, cook it up, and let's go. Good, some of the best chicken dumplings I ever eat in my life. Teresa killed some chicken, had a guy that showed her how to kill chicken. You know, some of us probably couldn't eat a chicken we killed. Told Beth one time, I said, y'all need to come out here and get y'all, told Travis, y'all come out here and get some of them eggs. Beth, nah, I ain't eat them eggs. Well, where you get your egg? Walmart. We get ours at Walmart. Well, where did they come from? They came out of a chicken. You just didn't know nothing about it. Man, them eggs of mine's pure, man. They're good. Brown egg. Got deep yolk. Hallelujah. I believe we could make it without all this modern stuff. I believe all we need is God and the wisdom of God and the provision of God. I believe if it comes down to a time where you can't buy and sell, we're still here. I believe God will cause manna to come out of heaven if he needs to. Praise God, he done showed us in there. He did it. He took care of them, praise God. So you know what? Begin to praise God when you begin to face things. Keep your thinking straightened out. That thinking will get us in trouble. Oh, God, another trial. Good Lord. If I did that, Mac, it's every phone call I get sneered his trouble. I told God one time, I said, you put me in this business, Lord. You didn't tell me that every phone call I get was trouble. Well, everybody needs a door. They got a sprain broke, or a callback, or an operator ain't working. All of that stuff's trouble. I start in and I think, oh, I'm going to be off like Travis now tomorrow. I'll lay around the house, phone begin to ring, and I'll be 1 or 2 o'clock the next day getting in. I'm like, man, I want it off. Man, I want it off. I could start thinking this stupid business, if it wasn't this stupid business, I'm telling you, stupid business, I'd never get off. That phone ring, I could do that, and you know what? God might just cut her off. God might just get, if I'm tired of his will, he'll just say, well, if you don't want it, let me have it for a little while. Need you be saying, oh, I'm sorry, God. I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry, Lord, for letting that trial get to me, Lord. Because every trial that we yield the right way makes us stronger. I believe it's Hebrews 6:10. It says, follow after those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. And he's referring that back to Romans, to Abraham, when God spoke to him over there and told him he's going to be, he had been made the father of many nations. His descendants going to be like the sea. And Abraham believed God, the Bible says in Romans chapter 4. And so it's referring to that. He said, pattern after them in the Bible, and them you see in the natural that does that stands on the word of God, that stands in faith and inherits the promises. Pattern yourself after them. In other words, if they go to church, read their Bible, stick scriptures on their mirror and all that, say, confesses the word of God, then you do it. Hallelujah. When hard times come, don't run. Don't run from trouble. Just don't run from it. Let trouble build you. Let criticism, let criticism make you stronger. Gives you opportunity to forgive. I'll never forget after I got saved. I never was bothered by anybody at work, you know. I mean, just young, little hothead, you know, and just, I mean, I would just quit and drop a hat if they made me mad, you know. I quit, left the job in Birmingham, and hitchhiked back to Oneonta. That was stupid, Mac. I should have just drove it back here and got out and drove it to my house. I left it in Birmingham. That's how mad I was, how stupid I was. Well, anyhow, I got born again. And then I was challenged. I thought, man, I can't have this mad stuff like that. No, man. I mean, I'm a Christian. It's going to make Jesus look real bad. I smack them, man, now. You know, but you know what? They never bothered me too much, the 25 or 30 workers. And I mean, almost immediately, I was criticized. I was criticized at the time clock and all of that stuff. Almost immediately. They called me Bible thumper and blah, blah, blah. I mean, just calling me names and all that. And I'm like, these people, they better be glad I got saved. I'd kill half of them, man. I'd give me a two before, you know. And I thought, but I can't do that. What I'm saying, all I'm saying in that, see, those trials were coming and forcing me to walk in love, Mac. They were forcing me. You know, it was either do it or quit serving Jesus. So I had a choice there. See, and I had to make up my mind. I'm not going to not serve Jesus. He brought my wife back, man. I didn't commit suicide. I mean, you know, I got too much looking forward to. I feel good on the inside. Well, see, that same feeling happens don't matter what your trial is. When it comes, yield the right way, and you will see the glory. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you.